John, what, you're an activist. Is that the right term? Is that what you call yourself?
Oh, well, you see it on TV all the time, you know, people doing the anti-uranium stuff and the anti-forest stuff.
And you call that
F-11 stuff. And yeah. Activism is just going out and doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting back and talk and thinking about it, it's actually talking about it and doing it.
Yeah. And is it an emotional, a passionate thing?
Well, I was born Sagittarian, so what chance did I have?
Oh, okay. I don't understand the stars.
Can you describe it?
A Sagittarian is totally into fucking justice, you know.
Okay.
Justice or injustice. There was just wars and there were unjust wars. And I always fought the just wars.
Okay.
And I'm always fighting the war.
And what's your background? What sort of background did you have to get into that?
My father took me to Labor Party meetings when I was 15.
Right.
And that's what I told him on his deathbed.
Yeah.
And he couldn't talk, but I hope he got through.
Yeah, yeah. And that just stayed with you, what that...
Oh, then of course, it was 68, and, all the movements and then Confest. Well, Confest is always going on, but I never got involved with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was Greenpeace and then there was...
All the green movements.
All that sort of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, the green movement is now part of governments around the world.
Yeah.
You know, so we're the ascendancy, we're the labour movement of the 30s or the 80s, 90s, and we are the next power, you know, end of story, there's no other option.
Right.
And we're just part of the direct action force, you know. No political party challenging the status quo has ever come to power without a direct action force. The Labour Party had the fucking unions. I won't say fucking too many times because fucking apparently they don't understand that in Germany. But
fucking means something like very bad.
Oh, right. Okay.
Insert smile.
It can be too. And so what we do is do direct actions in the forest, and we challenge head on the status quo. And the status quo is under the labour movement, but the labour movement is the movement in which you're challenged to get to the status quo. And we're challenging the labour movement. You know, they will come around because they have to, because we're in the Senate.
I don't think so.
And why do you come? What contest? Does it help you recruit or educate people?
Yeah. Well, it's a mass of people. You know, we can hold up, as we have done, Flinders Street and Swanson Street, and had a demo there with tripods and all the rest of it. But you don't get to talk to many people, you know. But we're here, you've got 5 days, there's a mass of people, you've got an opportunity to talk to people. Not only talk to people, but present things, activate things, do things, you know. And so when you've got a mass of people, you've got an opportunity to progress ideas to another level.
Well, it's more intimate, isn't it? You're living with people, you're eating with them, you're sitting with them, you're doing everything with people at Confest, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's like a blockade camp. You know, if you live in a blockade camp, you live with people. It's not like suburbia, where you don't live with anyone, except you're living in this little cell block, which is, you know, like it's luxuriously appointed, but you live in a blockade camp for a certain amount of time, you've got friends for life. You live in suburbia and you have friends for week to week, you know. You don't even know the next door neighbour, you know. Well, they do, I suppose, you know, they... But, you know...
Sometimes they don't.
No. No.
Okay, and what else are we going to talk about?
The forest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what do you do now? You know, the Gulen Group.
Well, at the moment, the government is on the back foot to a certain degree because the recent elections in Queensland and the recent elections in Western Australia have guaranteed the Greens a certain percentage of power, right? Because they know that we have voting power, right? So in Victoria, they don't have to go to election for some time, another couple of years, I think. But there's a federal election coming up sometime this year or early next year, right? But the Victorian government has yet to come under the pressure of an election to be able to get them to change their position. Western Australia and Queensland are the two redneckiest states in Australia. Right?
What does redneck mean?
Redneck means someone that works in a blue fucking singlet with a red neck and has an attitude appropriate. Right? Now, but they are what Marx said, were the proletariat, right? And they can be political. And when S11 was on,
so
like the J18...
The rednecks in power as well.
There's rednecks in...
In power as well?
Yeah, well, basically, Labor Party is based on rednecks.
Okay.
You know, all the social democrat parties are based on rednecks.
Okay.
But there's rednecks to the extreme, and there's rednecks that are unionized. You know, depending if you're unionized redneck or a fucking individualist redneck, you know, an individualist redneck is just they're the ones we're fighting, basically. The unionized guys too, they're not much crash, you know, they don't understand politics at all, and the union doesn't give them any politics. You know, we're giving them politics. You know, we are making them participate in decisions by our direct actions.
And in the forest, the direct action means what?
Direct action means going to the source of the rape and stopping the rape.
And the rape is?
The rape is society demanding more and more out of the environment than the environment can produce.
Mm-hmm.
It's done on scientific basis, but it's scientism. You know, a scientist is replacing God or that great force which creates all the chaos, which creates all the biodiversity, which creates all the interconnectedness, and they are assuming that they've got that understood because they've gone through the Reformation, they've gone through all that, and now they've got to a point where capitalism and scientism now is running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the dominant paradigm must be stopped.
So you take your action. Your action is to literally blockade or stop progress of trucks or logging. Is that what you do?
Someone at some stage has to throw the chock into the great mechanicus fucking cog. Alright? We are just one of those people throwing the chock in.
But you physically chain yourself together in front of
not chain, no. Chain is irrelevant because chain bolt cutters do chains, right? We're much more advanced than that. Right, there's dragons, there's pipe lock-ons, there's tree sits, there's
restraint.
Suspended tree sits, there's...
What would you call them? Restraint?
Lock-on or fuck-off.
Oh, okay.
That's the concept.
Yeah.
Right, now, locking on for 7.5 hours is better than sitting at home giving money to Greenpeace.
Okay.
So that's the concept.
So being active.
Yeah. And active means activist.
Yep. And your forest, there, how many people live there? How many people stay there?
Well, it changes. It changes over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But this little village that we live in, we are growing every day, and all the towns and all the little townships around us, all based on our cattle, sheep, logging things, are dying. Every single town except Goongra is dying. We're the only town in the whole area, a town, it's not a town, it's a village.
Hmm.
The only village that's living and growing is where we are, because we're a proactive force.
So, what is it, how many people is it in the figure?
Oh, including Goolangook, or just including Goongra? Including
give
the blockade camp?
Give some figures.
Gippsland is totally different. What I'm doing is this a bioregional report, right? So a bioregional report... We've got somewhere between 45, 65 people, right? And previous to that, there was probably 25 people. We've got a school. They can't close the school down because it's too far to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And we've got the populace and the kids to produce the school to keep going, right? But all other towns around us are closing. All the schools are closing, the post office is closing, the banks, yeah, everything around us.
And your school, where are the teachers?
The teachers live in Goongra.
Mm.
Or one lives in Bendop.
Parents of the children also? And
no.
Mm. Professional?
Now, this is a very interesting story. The teacher at our school actually is an Englishman who actually came to Goongra some years ago, found Goongra, decided he wanted to live here, wanted to be a teacher, went back to England, became a teacher.
Really?
I came back to Australia, applied for the school and got it.
It's unbelievable. Well, yeah. that I think it's enthusiasm.
That's how it is in our faith.